Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. It's Wednesday, September 9th, 2026. Today we have personal agents, creative tools, scientific research, and industrial infrastructure. The question connecting them is simple. What evidence comes with the result? First, Meta introduced Muse on September 8th. It runs in a dedicated virtual machine and works across connected apps. Meta describes approvals for sensitive actions and an audit trail. Its stronger confidential VM is planned for later this year. Our practical lesson: distinguish what is available now from what is promised. Then test whether changing or canceling a request actually changes the work waiting to be executed. Second, OpenAI released ChatGPT Images 2.5. Flare emphasizes faster generation, while Sunburst targets more precise creative work with longer generation times. Our suggested evaluation is a sequence of edits. Does the system make the requested change while preserving the product, layout, and corrections you already approved? Third, OpenAI published a proposed Navier Stokes solution, including a written proof and lean formalization. We are reporting its claim, not independently certifying the mathematics. Inspectable artifacts are valuable because reviewers can examine exactly what was established and under which assumptions. Fourth, DeepMind's Alpha Genome Atlas organizes predictions about possible single-letter DNA changes. Its AVI score helps prioritize variants for research. The distinction matters. A predicted molecular effect is a lead for investigation, not experimental confirmation or a diagnosis. On infrastructure, Samsung announced a Mistral partnership today for customized on-premises AI in semiconductor operations. It targets work such as defect detection and equipment optimization. Those are intended uses, not measured yield gains. Palantir and Nebius also announced a planned integration, bringing compute and inference into the enterprise environment after an integration period. For buyers, our advice is to turn the word sovereign into concrete questions about data location, access rights, operators, and export options. Across these stories, useful evidence takes different forms: an approval record, an edit comparison, a formal statement, or an operational evaluation. Make that evidence easy for another person to inspect. Quiz lightning round. Question 1. Which Muse capability is described as planned for later this year rather than part of the initial release? A. A dedicated virtual machine. B. Connected app workflows. C. Muse confidential VM. D. An audit trail. The answer is C. Separating future protections from current features avoids making decisions based on an unfinished capability. Question 2. How does OpenAI position Sunburst relative to Flare? A. More precision with longer generation times. B. An audio-only model. C. A database engine. D. A model that cannot edit images. The answer is A. It's a precision and latency trade-off to evaluate on your own creative work. Question 3. What should reviewers examine alongside the proposed Navier Stokes proofs formalization? A. Only the announcement headline. B. Only the number of generated tokens. C. Only the model's name. D. The exact statement, assumptions, and dependencies. The answer is D. Verification needs to match the intended mathematical claim. Publication alone does not establish independent acceptance. Question 4. What is the role of Alpha Genome Atlas's AVI score? A. Automatically prescribe treatment. B. Help prioritize genetic variants for research. C. Measure GPU temperature. D. Replace all experimental validation. The answer is B. Prioritizing candidates guides further investigation rather than proving a biological outcome. Question 5. What deployment approach is central to Samsung's announced Mistral partnership? A. Publishing all factory data. B. Replacing chip operations with an image app. C. Customized on-premises AI for semiconductor operations. D. Moving all manufacturing decisions to consumers. The answer is C. The partnership targets domain-specific work within Samsung's infrastructure, and its value still depends on demonstrated results. Your takeaway: Choose one important AI output and make its origin, validation, and approval visible. That gives the next person a way to judge it. Today's newsletter contains the dated source links and the interactive quiz. Thanks for listening to CodeMingle.